Hilliard Lyons is proud to become a part of Baird, a trusted financial services firm that shares our commitment to the community. I'm Jeff Main, branch manager with Hilliard Lyons. You can learn more about Baird and our new partnership at HilliardToBaird.com.
All right, Keith, every Tuesday we check in with the MCCSC. Today's guest is...
We have Dr. Kathleen Hugo, the Director of Special Education for the MCCSC.
Dr. Hugo, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you?
We always appreciate you finding time in your busy schedule to share with us all the information that is going on with the MCCSC, and we're trying to find... Well, we just got settled in with this. Now we're going to try that and do a little bit of this and a rat-a-tat-tat.
Yeah.
It's not easy. Flexibility is the word of 2020, I believe. How is everybody at MCCSC delivering this brand new educational content forward?
Well, exactly what you said, very flexibly. In special education, we've been working pretty much all summer long, and our teachers have been working quite a bit, started back in March to adapt to this new situation that we're in and figure out how, like everybody, figure out how to provide services to students online. And we really did quite a bit of training over the summer, training for our staff on online learning. And even we were even able to do some training for parents and guardians, which we felt really good about. That we partnered with some of our colleagues at one of the state assistive technology centers. Their mission is to provide training to schools. And they provided some really great training to our parents on how to access iPads and laptops, and how to help your student work to the best of their ability on online learning. And then now we're getting back into, you know, we are approaching, for the most part, we're approaching school starting next week. But for some of our students, if you've kept in touch with what's happening with our school board meetings, the school board decided, Mr. Klein was part of that, to allow us to bring some of our students back this week. These were students who have, you know, very intensive needs, and we felt really good about the opportunity to bring them back into school before everybody else, so that we can get back into learning with them and practice some of those skills, like wearing a mask, which, you know, I think, as we all know, is hard even for adults to get used to wearing a mask during the day, and all of those things that we want to get them started on for the school year.
Dr.
So we've
Hugo,
got about 250 students.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
We've got about 250 students in school right now, and we feel pretty good about that, that it's something we've never tried before, and it really does give us the opportunity to work, our staff and students work on things before next week comes.
Dr. Hugo, everybody at the MCCSC has been working their heads off trying to get ready for all of this. But by definition, special education, students with special needs, how much harder is it for that area to prepare, as you've already talked, students, parents, families for virtual education versus face-to-face versus all these things everybody else has been through too?
Right, right. I think this obviously has thrown everybody for a loop, this thing in March anyway it did.
Mm-hmm.
And special education by definition is students with the most challenging learning needs. So for some of them, we were actually surprised that some students sort of flourish, students who are who they don't have the distractions when they're working online. They can be independent. They can move through material fairly well. So, like anything in special or regular education, for that matter, the results varied. But you're not wrong, Keith, in saying that students with disabilities, it was really hard for some students.
Right.
That's the reason we wanted to bring some of our students back earlier, because some students really have difficulty with virtual learning for long periods of time. Some of our students require more, you know, hand-over-hand assistance, direct instruction. And while I'm really so incredibly impressed with the work that everyone has done here to get that moving and to adapt it as best we can, it's still, you know, it is difficult for some students who have learning needs to make the most out of that online presence all the time.
I want to go back to when I was in education school, and we talked about things that we never even realized when we were in school ourselves, about learning styles. You're tactical, you're mm-hmm. visual, you're verbal, all of these things. Mm-hmm. And then you throw in some kind of a special need. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a Herculean task.
Mm-hmm. It is. And in some ways, technology has been helpful to us in that we have so many accommodations now that all of our staff, not just special educators, but all of our staff receive training in how to make sure that things were on the online platform. There's accommodations that can be built in where it can be read aloud, and you can have captions on mm-hmm. videos and things like that. So we really wanted to make sure that we were making the most of what we had, so to speak, that anything that we could use to reach students, we would use that. And then some of our teachers did things. This is just so lovely. Some of our teachers did things like went to students' houses and read outside their door, sat wow. outside their kitchen door and read to them through the screen door. Teachers dropped things off for students and, drove through the streets to contact them and wave to them and keep in touch with them. So it really brought out the best in our teachers, you know, I think, even though it was so, so hard and continues to be hard. But you're right, Herculean efforts is definitely a good way to put it. We've got a lot of Hercules here.
We're talking to Dr. Kathleen Hugo, Director of Special Education for the MCCSC. And I'm taken aback to way back when I first started in middle school and high school. Special needs students, special education students were in a special building of their own, et cetera, et cetera. Now we've got the term inclusion. That's your
right.
specialty. How well is
right.
inclusion working?
Oh, inclusion works incredibly well. We have the vast, vast majority of our students are in inclusive settings, learning alongside their typical peers. Many of our students, most of our students are in a class. They could be in a, you know, an advanced algebra class. They could mm-hmm. be in a class through Hoosier Hills. There's as many different varieties as there are students, really, because that's one of the essentials of special education, is that every student is individual, and so we want to make sure that they have access to take part in all of those things alongside their peers. You know, as I said, Hoosier Hills is a great place for many of our students. Some of the classes there, many of the art classes, all of the regular general education English classes, most of our students are in those classes and getting support in there so that they can be successful and earn diplomas and move on to Ivy Tech or other places.
I want to take you back to something you said when you first started, and that was last March and now. Everyone was just blindsided by last March, but you've had all this time to get ready. How better are you now than you were when we started all this mess?
Oh, yeah. I think it was a very steep learning curve, but things have been coming at us fast and furious, but I'm really proud of the work we've been able to do with training. We've had our staff have produced videos for parents on how to help your student learn how to wear a mask. We did training in the spring. We did surveys of teachers and families to find out what we had done well and what we could do better this fall, and then extensive training throughout the summer and at the beginning of August. So I think one of the hallmarks of this thing is you never know what it's going to look
yes.
like tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, even given that, I think we are, you know, well positioned to work with all of our students, including our students with disabilities.
You're listening to Dr. Kathleen Hugo, the Director of Special Education for the MCCSC. And Dr. Hugo, when you talk to parents and families, what's the message you want to give them about how the MCCSC is going to take care of their kids?
Oh, I want them to feel like that we we've got this, that we, and if we don't, we want to hear about it from you. If there's things that we're not doing correctly, please contact us, because we know this is a changing environment, and we are committed to serving students and to making sure that they're getting the most out of their education, no matter what, whether it's rainy or sunny or pandemic or whatever. We're here to provide services to students, and we want to make sure that we're doing that. So please contact us if you have any questions or anything we can help with.
Excellent job, Dr. Hugo. We appreciate your time as always.
Keith
and I stretch every day to keep our flexibility up, knowing that at any moment
we'd have to turn on a dime.
Thanks for your time. We'll get caught up with you down the road.
Yeah, good talking to you. Thanks.